God loves you. For the next 6 weeks, I want to work on understanding that for myself and for you. I want to work on our belovedness together. And specifically, I want to work on our belovedness together with Scripture. Whatever Scripture happens to land on our lectionary schedule that week is going to have a word for us, I believe. And I'm drawn to the word from Isaiah that comes from the Canticle. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid. Now, to be clear, I am not quite sure what it means to work on your belovedness. I've been living with that phrase for many years, and I'm still figuring it out. So I'm hoping that I'll have some more insight with your help by the time we're done with all of this. As you may know, I first heard that phrase 14 years ago when Gordon Cosby uttered it in a short talk that he gave about the 6 necessary things to have a church in depth. And as I've shared with you in the past, at the end he asked if there were any questions, and my hand shot up because I wanted to ask him what it meant to work on your belovedness, and he said, not the hard ones, because nobody has answers to those. And I knew the question I had, what does it mean to work on your belovedness, was one that had no easy answer. I also, as I think of this, remember a story I've also shared with you in the past, that one summer after my sophomore year of college, I was in South Africa and was staying with a priest there right outside of Johannesburg, Brian Germond. And one morning he knocked on my door and handed me a couple of letters from Chloe, from my mom and dad and sister. And he said simply, "You are loved." And I thought two things simultaneously. I am. And also, really? Is that true? Like, I had a little doubt about it. Am I really? Do I believe that? So this is something I want to work on, and I want to work on it with you. Now, here are a few things that I do believe very strongly. One is that Scripture is the word of God to me and to you, to humanity. Now, that's number one. Number two, I believe God is love. And then number three, with Augustine, I believe that in the end, if the word of Scripture isn't a word of love, then we're not reading it correctly. We have to keep exploring until we find how God, the loving God, is revealed in that Scripture. So again, every Sunday, I'm going to go hunting for a word, a phrase, a verse that helps us work on our belovedness. This week, it's, surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid. Are you afraid right now? Is there any part of you that's scared? I feel fear. I feel fear among other primal emotions, anger, sorrow. I know what fear is, the texture of it, the bodily sensation of fear. One thing that I've learned very clearly in the last year from Martin Laird, the book Into the Silent Land that I've been steadily recommending to all of you, is our human tendency to have videotapes that we repeat over and over, stories that we tell in our heads, repetitive stories we place on our thoughts, on our feelings. And it's a subtle thing. As you enter into the practice of contemplation, sometimes you have a feeling and then the videotape comes. Sometimes the videotape starts and then it evokes that feeling. And these two things are tied together. And the problem is that very often the feeling and the videotape don't reflect truth. The videotape is not true. One of the great quotes that he repeats several times is one from Mark Twain. He said, "I'm an old man now and have had many problems. Many of them never happened." We have a tendency, I have a tendency, to feel fear and then amplify it and stick with it, gnaw on it, make a videotape out of it, pick at it, tell stories about it, which often aren't true. Our primal emotions, particularly fear and anger, can be strangely addictive. They rule us. We don't rule them. So again, the quote from Isaiah, "Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid." How might that verse help us work then on our belovedness? I'd like to try three steps working backwards on this quote. Not be afraid. I know I am going to experience fear, so will you. It's part of being human. But I am not the fear. Be, not be afraid. I have the fear. The fear does not have me. Part of Christian spiritual and emotional growth, I've learned, is to shift our stance in the world from being a victim to being a witness, to nurturing our sense of awareness and understanding that those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but stands fast forever. Shifting from being a victim to being a witness, and so understanding that I am not the fear. There's a wonderful piece of advice from The Cloud of Unknowing, which is a great guide to Christian contemplative practice. The author understands that we're going to have thoughts, we're going to have emotions, we're going to have these feelings. And the challenge is to, this is the quote, "try to look over their shoulders, as it were, seeking for something else. And that something else is God, enclosed in a cloud of unknowing." You see, seeing beyond the shoulder of the thought, the fear, the anger. Not be afraid. Trust in God. God is always beyond our knowing, beyond our comprehending. A proper stance towards God is a stance of trust and awe. It's like looking up at the sky on a very cloudy day when there's just one gap in the clouds, and through that gap you can look up into the blue. So it is with our relationship to God and our emotions. The cloud can fix our attention, the fear can fix our attention, and we look beyond it to the blue that's beyond it, just like in that cloudy day. Fix our eyes on the patch of blue. And then finally, the very beginning of the verse, "Surely it is God who saves me." Who do we save? We save those we love. May I be bold and suggest we swap out the word save and put in the word love. So with minor alterations, see what happens to this verse. Surely it is God who loves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid. I'm going to say that to myself a lot this week. Surely it is God who loves me. I will trust in God and not be afraid. Will you join me? Go in peace.